gonna sing, we gonna sing. Oh, oh, we wanna throw down, we can go round by round with that big bass man, that rub-a-dub sound.
Through our hump day with a tune called 5 Cent Doug from World's Finest. World's Finest has a new CD. It's called Chromatophores, and they are playing a show tonight at the Belly Up. And here they are in the studios of KDNK. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I have Dan Hurley here. He's on the banjo and the vocals. Hello, Dan. Get real close to that mic.
Shall do.
Cool.
Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise. Also, Chris Couch is here, too, on the guitar and the vocals.
Hello. It's pronounced Cooch. But...
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Man. They wrote a song about you. It's called Hoochie Coochie Coo.
That's true. It was about me. I'm owed some royalties, I think.
There you go.
I call him Couch.
I'll bet that song has a lot of royalties, too. And then also we have Sean McLean here on the guitar. Hello, Sean.
That's me. Hey, bud.
So, from Portland, Oregon, you guys are on the road through Colorado right now, 4 or 5 shows. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. Tonight we play at the Belly Up. Tomorrow night we're in Denver at Mile High Spirits. Friday we're in Crawford at the Mad Dog, and then Saturday we're in Buena Vista at the Lariat.
I'm hearing great things about the Lariat. I think I have to go there.
Oh, man, I everything I'm seeing of it looks great so far. I'm pretty excited about it.
So it's your first time over there? Is it your first time tonight at the Belly Up?
Oh, man, I've been wanting to play the Belly Up since I saw Robert Randolph there last year.
You did?
Yeah.
Was he with the Sly Brothers? Or?
It was him. It was his band.
The family band.
The family band.
Okay.
What was the band that opened for him? The New Respects? They were really fantastic, too. And ever since then, I've just been dreaming about it. And here we are tonight.
Wow. You know, it's a world-class sound system, so you guys are good. It's time for you to shine.
I hope they turn the big old LED screen on behind us. And
they will.
All right.
You take off on some of those long jams, and so will the lights.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Chris looks awesome in LED.
He does?
You didn't know that.
Really? So you're ready for that high-def close-up?
No. I should probably shave.
Well, we just heard a tune from your new CD. It's called Chromatophores. Tell me about the title. It sounds biological.
Yeah, actually, those are the cells in animals that change color. Those are the cells that change the color. We were once told that we were kind of a chameleon-like band because we jump all over the place and fit in anywhere. And so I just ran across that phrase, and it was awesome.
They're kind of like the LED screens of the animal world, you know?
You could say that.
That's funny. Well, I also have to ask you about your band name. It's a rather audacious band name.
Yeah, you know, it was originally Evan and I, our bass player, he's in the studio with us right now. We started this band originally, and we played this like kids' fair behind the school that I was working at back in the day, and we didn't have a band name. And so my mom had given me this set of juggling balls that said the world's finest juggling balls. I was like, for one show only, there it is. That's our name, the world's finest juggling balls. And then we got back home after the show. We were like, that's the worst name that has ever been. We'll just take the juggling balls off. And we didn't actually expect this band to take off because we all had other projects. And then it just kind of became the thing we were all doing. And by that time, it was just too late to change the name. And I don't know. I still think it's pretty...
Fun. Well, it gives
named
you something.
After some juggling balls, and that's ridiculous. So,
but it gives you something to shoot for too.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. So this new CD, Chromatophores, actually recorded last year. Is that?
Yeah.
Uh huh. So is this? Do you think it's a good summation of what you guys do? Is it a really good calling card for World's Finest right now?
Yeah, I think for a good amount of time, we had our friends and fans ask us to have something that represents our longer jams at our shows, because the three previous albums we put out, you know, we loved them. There's actually four, but you know, standard songs, 3 to 6 minutes, and we had all these long written out songs that were 10 plus minutes long, and so we put it all on one album. And so we have, you know, four of the tracks on that album are 10 minutes, one of them 17 minutes, thanks to Sean McLean here in his Chicago story.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I like long instrumental hippie music. What
yeah,
can I
do
say?
You? Yeah. Do you road test songs on live before you record them? Is that how it works in your band?
Yeah, that's how it's been mostly. We're actually going to play one here in the studio that we we're pretty excited about going forward.
Let's hear it.
All right.
World's Finest here at KD&K and at the Belly Up tonight.
All right, this one's called Demons.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mind, my demons wait and whisper, biding their time, waiting for the moment my confidence is shook. They've been practicing their lines like they reading from a book. Oh, you've been a better lover, could have been a better friend. You have cast your eyes in judgment upon your fellow men. Oh, you are lazy, you are weak, you are where you don't belong. These demons, they are screaming every word of my theme song. So I'm cleaning out my closet, it's full up to the brim with all of my regrets and all of my sins. And I ain't got no more time for things that might have been. So I'm kicking out my demons and I hope they don't come back again. Troubled days in these troubled times, trouble spreads like wildfire, leaves a troubled mind. Trouble flies on a troubled wind. I am questioning myself, feel strange in my own skin. I'm not sure that I am meant to feel so much. Like, what am I supposed to do with all your suffering and such? And the more I am connected, the less I feel in touch. So I'm kicking out my demons and I hope that it's enough. So I'm cleaning out my closet,
pockets full of to the brim, with all of my regrets and all of my sins. And I ain't got no more time for the things that might have been. I'm kicking out my demons, and I hope they don't come back. Oh, my demons, they are creeping, they screaming for defeat. They scheming to catch me sleeping, it's the season for their leaving. In their lines like they read and from a book. Oh, you've been a better lover, you could have been a better friend. You have cast your eyes in judgment upon your fellow men. Oh, you are lazy, you are weak, you are where you don't belong. Oh, these demons, they are screaming every word of my theme song. So I'm cleaning out my closet, full of to the brim, with all of my regrets and all of my sins. I ain't got no more time for things that might have been. So I'm kicking out my demons, they don't come back. Oh, I'm cleaning out my closet, full of to the brim, with all of my regrets and all of my sins. And I ain't got no more time for things I might have been. So I'm taking out my demons, and I hope they don't come back again.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. That was Sean McClain on the lead guitar. You're also the sax player, aren't you?
I do. I play saxophone as well.
Wow, that's an unusual skill set there.
It's a lot of notes. Both instruments are a lot of notes.
He plays all the notes.
Mm-hmm. And then we heard Chris Cooch on the vocals on that song, Dan Hurley playing the banjo. You guys are only half of your band. Talk about the other half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Evan's here, but... Evan Malford plays bass. We have kind of our newest additions. We have Kirk Kopfleisch on drums and Alex Weinberg on keys. So we're a big full sound these days.
Well, the videos on your website that I watched, none of them had keyboards in
right.
those videos.
So
tell me about the vibe that the keyboard brings to your band.
Yeah, so we recorded this album last year. What was it? Early last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been toying around with the idea of like trying to make some songs sound a little fuller on the record. And we brought in Alex to play just on one song. And then all of a sudden he was on like four of the songs. And then, so we just started playing with him out at different shows. And what it does is it fills in all the cracks, and it allows Dan and I to not have to play so much. And he's also a stellar lead player. He's fantastic. So
nice.
We've been real lucky to bring him on board where we can have him.
So does that bring a jazz element to it, or a funk element, or a pop element? It could go either way.
He can anything.
Oh,
he steps right up to the plate with anything that we've done so far. And like, we jump around with all the different genres. So, I mean, his funk is really nasty. And also he plays funk well on the keys.
Cool. Well, I'd love to hear another tune.
Let's dedicate this one to Alex, even though it's a love song Dan wrote for his girlfriend.
In case you're listening, Alex.
This one's on the new album. It's called Song Through June, and it's actually about my girlfriend, and it's her birthday today, so happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Krista!
I'm sorry I'm not there. I'm in Colorado.
And if your name's June and it's your birthday, happy birthday too.
Sorry. I thought he said June.
It's about the month of June.
Oh, so. I got it. Okay.
Give me the best chance you've ever given. So I can lay my head down in the park. Share with me wine on the front porch and sing to me when you're drunk. Say to me the words that will build me, and untie me when my heart is in a knot. Yes, remind me that there are people who love me. And yes, untangle me when my soul is caught.
I'll meet you in the park.
Lend me a hand when I don't understand what the hell is happening. Put me to bed when I'm up and you know it's time for me to go to sleep. Push me in the water and make me swim for it. But please be around to pull me out if it gets too deep.
share with me wine. On the front porch and sing to me when you're drunk.
Well done.
Thank you,
that's a special song. A lot of feeling in that song.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Good job.
You know, at this point in your life, when you're getting into new relationships, you can kind of test the waters, and it's easier to forgive and forget things and let things go, and it's an interesting time to start something new, you know?
Huh. Yeah, and I could see the guitar parts just taking off. I could see that song lasting for 20 minutes if you wanted it to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sean, you into it?
I'm into it.
Yeah? Do you shred on the electric too, or is it just
usually when we play live on stage? It's the setup's a little different here today.
Right.
For the radio, we got the acoustic sound, but usually it's an electric, and Dan's banjo is an electric banjo, and I got the sax, and we've got all of our effects, and that's also one of the reasons we love having Alex on the keys. Let's just dedicate this whole entire radio performance to Alex, not just that last song.
Yeah, Alex, you're doing great.
Good job, Alex. Yeah.
We actually just flew in Alex this morning from Portland. He flew from Missoula to Portland to play one gig yesterday and his other band, Fresh Track. And we're just going to keep talking about Alex. And then we flew him back out from Portland to Denver last night. So he's back in the van.
Cool.
We ditched him in Montana briefly.
Well, I noticed that it took you 4 days to get from, as far as your shows, from Missoula to Aspen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So did you give yourself some time to stop at a hot spring and...
We ended up at a great friend's house and went to a huge lake outside of Bozeman yesterday, or a couple of days. Yesterday was 12 hours of driving, but we had a couple of shows in Missoula and Washington, and then we're heading, we have these four shows in Colorado, which, again, Belly Up tonight. Tomorrow we're in Denver at the Mile High Spirit. Friday we're at the Mad Dog Concert Series in Crawford, and then Saturday at the Lariat in Buena Vista. And then we're off to Idaho next week.
And it's probably worth mentioning the show tonight at the Belly Up is no cover.
Yeah,
free as can be.
So, and check out their website, worldsfinestmusic.com.
Can you believe that domain was available? I can't.
Yeah,
I still
that
can't.
Is kind of hard to believe.
We'll take it, though.
Hey. Would you have paid to get it?
No.
No.
.net.
We don't have any money.
Yeah, .net if you can't do .com.
Remember, the show's free tonight. So.
Hey, guys, thanks for dropping in.
Yeah,
and
thanks so
you
much
You know,
for
you're always
us.
Welcome here at KD&K. And since it's the season, I'm going to throw you a big hanging curve and let you knock it out of the park. We're coming into our membership drive next week, and I'm betting community radio has been pretty crucial for your band. Maybe you could talk about the power of public radio, if you would.
Oh yeah, KABU.
Testify.
We got one of those stations in Portland called KABU, and it's the same concept. And we used, actually, when we were first getting our traction in Portland, they used to let us play live on the radio, and they'd bring us in for interviews and stuff, whether it's a reggae show or if it was like a Grateful Dead hour or something like that, because we kind of have our feet planted in a lot of those different worlds. So yeah, public radio is huge. And when I lived in the Midwest, I used to listen to a lot of public radio, 88.9 Milwaukee and The Current in Minneapolis, and I found some of my absolute favorite music that I hold dear to me today from public radio. So it is important, people.
Yeah, I mean, we actually, this is our third time coming into this radio station. Our friend Barn Darlington used to have a radio program here. He's why we're here today. And every time we're here, we just tune to the station, and it's been great for us.
And reliable news sources. We need those, don't we?
Yes, we do. Independent.
Indeed.
Funded by you and me, not them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming in, you guys.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
The World's Finest. Let's go out with another tune from their CD. We decided on Chant.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Chant on from Chromatophores, World's Finest Band, tonight, Belly Up.
Chant out the funk, butter. Chant out the funk.